Hello.
Hi, Mr. Brady.
Fine, sir. Good to hear you. Just a moment.
Oh, Christ. I think anybody that's important in this country, I don't know of any better way to spend the evening and spend them with. Yes?
Congressman Brooks on 90.
Right. How's it look up there?
Looks pretty good. It looks pretty good. We've got...
Somebody told me Halleck made an awful mean speech.
Yeah, but
Did you hear it?
No, but I heard it was pretty mean. But we got the votes. I think we're going to keep them.
When are they going to vote?
I don't know. They're just battling away. Passman just screaming a little while. But he made a fool out of himself. He's not helping. I think that that we're going to win it. Mahon is working good. I talked to him about 30 minutes ago, and we're staying on the floor pretty well. That's the problem, keeping people here, you know.
Are they still offering amendments?
Yeah.
Have they adopted any of them?
Nothing that's significant, no. I don't think they've adopted any.
When are they going to vote on recommittal?
Sometime this afternoon. And we're going to get almost every vote in Texas. We're going to lose Pooh, but he'll vote with us in the well if we need him. Fisher says he's got to vote for it, but he just can't change. He was nice about it, and I talked to him. Dowdy is on the fence, and we got Casey and Burleson going to vote right for a change.
Well, they're going to be there a long time with George Mahon, and they ought to support him on his first bill.
They sure ought to. I've been telling them that they're going to have that. They're going to print that record vote. Just sort of touching them up. How you feeling?
Pretty good. I'm sure anxious to hear on this thing. So I thought you'd be about the stage of voting now.
I will call back and give you a current report. And I'm in the cloakroom, and I will call you immediately on the vote.
All right. Don't tell anybody I called you.
All right, sir.
All right.